So anyway, long story short, that's how I met President Bush and got this scar.
What a great story, Bob, and a great dinner, too. How in the world did you get reservations to Shea Home? It's like the hottest restaurant in town.
Oh, Sally, nothing's impossible.
Hello again, folks. I hope the food was satisfactory tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, thanks again for coming to Shea Home this evening. I'll just leave this bill with you, and you can let me know when you're ready to pay.
Wow, look at that. $250. I only have $75 left in this month's budget.
Only $75? What are we going to do?
No problem, baby. I got this. Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Are you ready to pay?
Absolutely, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to delay some of these charges.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you see, I've only got $75 left in my current budget. But when I get paid at the end of the month, I'll start a new budget cycle, and I'll have plenty of money.
I'm not so sure that that's
it. No, this can work. Do you know when the restaurant pays its bills?
Well, we get paid on the 5th of the month, I believe.
Perfect. I'll pay you on the 1st, and your boss will still have the money in time to pay his own bills. So let's delay about $100 tonight. That drops the bill down to $150.
I don't think that
Sally,
this is...
Sally, what do you think your share of this dinner should be?
Well, nothing. You invited me.
Yeah, that's true. But unfortunately, I have underestimated what it would cost to date you this month. So you'll need to pay some tonight, but I promise that I'll adjust my estimate higher in the next budget cycle, and I'll throw in a little extra money to make up for this month's shortfall.
You cheapskate. Here's $75. It's all I have on me.
That's perfect. And don't worry, you'll get your money back soon. Now, let's see. With your $75, we're down to $75.
That's 75 plus tip.
Well, you see, my good man, the restaurant's already paying you to do this. You're already here serving other people. You should easily be able to extend your own resources to serve my table.
But you've always paid the tip in the past.
But now I think this service should be part of the cost of the meal. And the cost of the meal, after a little actuarial wrangling on my part, is $75, which is exactly what I have in my wallet. Now, don't worry, everybody. I'm going to deliver those deferred payments as soon as I get my check at the end of the month.
But what if you get laid off and don't get paid?
You're just going to have to hope that doesn't happen.